Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. While we're at it, a lot of bleak times, I want to plug some fun, a new novel. I wrote the novel, Matthew Flynn. The name of the novel is the title, Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D. It's available everywhere. It just got released by Speaking Volumes Publisher. Available in Barnes & Noble, Amazon, every independent bookstore. Go to Boswell and East Side of Milwaukee, everywhere. A lot of fun to read, I think. It was a lot of fun to write, I'll tell you what. It's very exciting. The premise is that ISIS decides to launch a 9/11-style attack on the State of the Union, kill everybody in the Capitol. There's a CIA agent, Audrey Knapp, authorized by Congress to use deadly force without a warrant, without letting anybody know. And she takes care of business. She goes around with a gun and a knife. She takes care of business. Spoiler alert, ISIS doesn't get away with it. ISIS gets killed. But there's a lot, it's dark humor. I don't know if you like Tom Wolfe, The Bonfire of the Vanities, and all that kind of stuff, but I think it was a lot of fun to write. So if you get a chance, take a good look at it, peek at it, buy it. Milwaukee Jihad by Matthew Flynn, just released by Speaking Volumes Publisher. Well, Robin Voss, I might as well go to the state for Pete's sake. The whole time with Ukraine and Russia, Wisconsin, or the Republican Party's complicit in all that. Pro-Putin, largely a pro-Putin party, anti-American. Robin Voss was asked the other day, you know, there's this Gableman guy. Matt Flynn calls him Bigfoot and Sasquatch. Nasty looking thing lurching around the state, trying to scare people, throw mayors in jail because you're angry about what happened in 2020. So you gave him taxpayer money, some of that sweet taxpayer money. And he has all 4 feet in a snout in the trough. You said you were going to give him 44 grand. Now you gave him 680 grand and you said there's no cap on it. He's getting 11 grand a month, 11 large. He's not doing anything. Staff's getting 20 grand a month, 20 large. You put the two together, 31 grand a month of taxpayer money. They claim there are no written reports. There are no documents to give the judge who ordered them. What is the clown doing? What is Bigfoot doing? You said that his report was due October 1st. It didn't come in, did it? Then you said it was due November 1st. Then you said January and February 1st. Woulda, coulda, woulda, woulda, coulda, woulda. Dog ate my homework. Then you said it'll be in time for the legislature to digest it and then pass legislation based on it. And the legislature is winding down by February 28th. And it's not going to reconvene. Is there anything in the legislation that you're drafted on voting that got anything out of Gableman? And Voss said, no. Gableman's long-term, really a deep intellectual thinker, this Gableman, this Bigfoot. Bigfoot is burrowing down real deep, real deep. We're not going to get anything out of Bigfoot, even in time for the 2022 election. Hey, guys, that's in November. Bigfoot's going to be grabbing 11 Jesus a month, 11 large, for another, 10 months? And his staff, 20 grand a month, and they wouldn't even reveal their identities? They claim that they do everything, verbally? They have no documents? There's one empire that I can think of that controlled a vast empire and hadn't discovered how to write, and that was the Incas. The Incas. They did it. I don't know what they did it. They sort of rode llamas or alpacas or something and shouted to each other. But they weren't getting money from Wisconsin taxpayers. There weren't any Wisconsin taxpayers back then because that was over 1,000 years ago. Gableman is simply sitting there. He's a money machine. But he's your money machine because it's your money. And what? Nobody in the Republican gerrymandered illegitimate caucus is complaining about the waste of taxpayer money. They're always screaming about it. They're always screaming about it unless it goes to their donors or unless there's a slush fund. Robin Voss has simply used tax dollars as a personal political slush fund for the Republican Party. The Republican Party. He is simply a policy mule for the Republican donor cartel. Whatever the donors want, they get. Whatever the donors want, they get. And he hired Gableman. He hired Gableman because Trump threatened him. He said, okay, I'm sorry, I'll hire Gableman. Get him off your back. And then you even had Chris Kapenga, the state senator from Brookfield, bowing down, kneeling in front of Trump, saying, sir, you are Thor's hammer and I am but a bobby pin, but I wear socks with your pictures on them. That is disgusting, frankly. That's servile. That's servile. That's something, frankly, that would happen with Putin, would happen with Xi, would happen with Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un. This is a degraded, servile party, a pro-Putin party, and a party that simply uses taxpayer money as a slush fund. Go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today? Mark from the SAC.
Yeah, you mentioned that the Inca didn't have written writing, but they actually did have a communication system involving these knotted cords where they kept careful accounting of the food and other materials.
But they didn't get taxpayer money to make the knotted cords. That's the deal.
No. I worked in accounting for the state, and there had to be an invoice for everything we paid out. There had to be timesheets that we had to fill out. That when you checked in the morning, you signed, they checked in the computer and you signed on, and that was your hours in, and then you checked out at the end of the day when you shut down. There's no reason these guys shouldn't be doing that, and it should be, and maybe the treasurer's office should just say no more checks until we get the information.
Yeah, that's a very, very good idea. It's not just generally accepted accounting principles, not just what, say, a Fortune 500 company do, but the state plays it by the book. The state plays it by the book. If Gableman lurches into the office and goes, sticks his hand out, and, all right, give me my 11 grand in here. Oh, by the way, give me 20 grand more this month, and I want to pay people. And they go, okay, who are you paying? Well, I'm not going to tell you. And what are you doing with the 11 grand? Well, it's my fee. I'm going to think about stuff. Okay. How many hours are you putting in on this? Quite a bit. Oh, okay. Well, why don't you give us an invoice, and why don't you put some detail on it? Okay, how much detail? Well, how about quite a bit? How about how many hours you're putting in each day? What you're doing in those hours, and what these people who are getting 20 grand are doing. Well, they're in an office in Brookfield. Okay, well, do you have any paper? No, I have no paper. Do you have any knotted cords like the Incas? No, I have no knotted cords. Look, this is what's going on. I mean, come on, guys. This is taxpayer money. Coming to the end of the show, great show. Great call-ins, terrible events with Putin and Ukraine. Matt Flynn Direct will be back on Monday, same time, same place. Have a good weekend. Praying for Ukraine, as Bill of Economowoc is, signing off for today.